Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Ready to turn your house into the home you've always dreamed of without the headaches or huge bills? You're tuned to Around the House, the nation's number one home improvement radio show and podcast, with expert advice that's helped millions tackle everything from remodels to repairs. Hosts Eric G. and John Dudley have got you covered with the best advice and information about your home. Now, let's get this hour started.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Eric G. John Dudley, good to see you, brother.
What's happening, man? Another man, day.
This is fun. Art, I am excited to have you on the show. Art Edmonds, he's been on before, but today we're going to be talking about Home for Good, now airing on ABC Weekends. Thanks for coming back on Around the House, my friend.
Great to be here, and congratulations on your show anniversary. Great to see you out there making waves in the world. And thank you for the opportunity to talk about Home for Good on ABC's Weekend Adventure. We are super pumped to talk about this new series.
Man, I am excited because I love honest home improvement shows. And to me, you're one of the kings out there, my friend. You guys tell a story, you do good, and it's all within one episode. And that is exciting.
That's our
people. Well, yeah, you know, sorry, John, what were you going to say?
Oh, I just said, that's our people.
Yeah.
That's who we're trying to reach. And I'll tell you, you know, last time I was on with another show that I worked on for more than a decade, Military Makeover with Montel, giving back to veterans. And the director on that show, Rick Fielding, and I, about a year or so ago, decided it was time to maybe branch out, do our own thing. And we created this show, Home for Good. We went to Hearst Media Production Group, HMPG, and they were super receptive to the idea of a feel-good, give-back makeover show that actually honors more than just veterans. There are some veterans on there, but first responders, community people who put others before themselves, people who look out for the homeless animals in our communities. So nice. We really searched high and low in this first season to deliver heartfelt stories. And once we had that all together, our friends at Kidda Fire Protection Company joined us as the title sponsor. And we then are able to educate and inform about the dangers of smoke, fire, and carbon monoxide poisoning and ways to prevent that. This morning block on Weekend Adventure on ABC is all about teaching kids, families, things that they may not have known before. There's a lot of other great shows on there. Our lead-in happens to be Hearts of Heroes that talks about first responders. So it's a great hour of television between our two shows. And we're just excited to get the word out and talk in depth about how it all came together.
Art, this is awesome because safety, especially when it comes to carbon monoxide, we see in the news every year when there's a power outage or a hurricane or something going on, people making really bad choices with carbon monoxide, and it's just because they don't know. And it's great for you guys to leave that as part of the message in there with them, because they're such a national brand of home safety. And to weave those two together just seems like a natural that I haven't seen anybody do before.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a silent threat that even, you know, to be honest with you, as executive producer and host of the show, I literally learned right there along with the viewers that you'll see in the show. So we have these great fire safety moments with the fire safety educator that comes on, and we speak directly to people. Do you have a fire escape plan from your house? I mean, you did fire drills as a schoolyard kid, right? And that was my favorite part of the school when the fire bell rang and we could all go out in the parking lot. But yeah, I mean, do you have a plan John, have you ever heard of having a fire escape plan from your own house?
Actually, you bring up the fire drills in school, and I remember that being a homework assignment. Go home and plan a fire escape with your family. I'm like, you don't know my family. If it's anything, it's more of a police escape than a fire escape.
Yeah, it's a prison break. Yeah, I get it.
Right, yeah, totally.
But yeah, I mean, we literally teach about all of these great things. And you know, Eric, like you said at the top of the show, within 30 minutes, we've got 8 original episodes, 5 best of for a total of 13. We're going to run for the next 39 weeks. So they'll be, you know, you'll be able to catch it throughout the year on Saturday or Sunday morning, depending on your market. And yeah, there's a lot of valuable information in there. But more importantly, we're shedding light on the folks that get up every day and maybe put on a uniform or get out into the community to help others despite their own personal challenges. So I look forward to talking about that angle of the show as well as the makeover.
Art, it's funny. And it's one of those things that you look at every single town, city, little group of people living out in the country has one of those people that is that community leader. They could be anybody that has just fought this amazing battle and still finds the energy to help others. And it's so great to go through and tell those stories because there's so many out there that are just kind of quietly doing their own thing. And it's great to see somebody that is doing that, get some appreciation, and then you jumping in with your team and making their life so much better.
Well, yeah, that's what it's all about, highlighting the work of these folks. And you nailed it on that one because we actually have an episode that we shot in Atlanta with a gentleman named John Gotham. And he grew up in a broken family. He ended up homeless as a very young boy. And he's the first one to say he could have taken a number of different paths in life because of that. He ended up joining the Marine Corps, serving the country, and then never forgot his humble beginnings. And to this day, he's known in his community in the Atlanta area, known as the local legend. He has a t-shirt that he wears that says local legend on it. And he's the guy that when somebody's neighbor's daughter's car breaks down in the middle of the night, he runs out there to help change the tire. If there's an accident that he hears in the neighborhood, he's the first one to respond with a medical bag. It's just ingrained in him as a Marine Corps veteran. You know, they run towards the danger and he's never stopped doing that. And we did a really, he's an entrepreneur as well. He's been a successful businessman. He's raised a family, 4 kids and a lovely wife. But, you know, he still struggles with his upbringing and being abandoned by his parents and, you know, all of the things that he saw in the Marine Corps, as you can imagine, and still gets there every day. And it's his way of dealing with his trauma is helping other people. So when we stepped in to help him, he had an older home that he likes to putter around in. He's a handy guy like you two are. And he was working out of an old garage that needed an update. He needed a proper workshop. And that's what we ended up giving him, the beautiful epoxy floor. And we made it look like, you know, his last name, John Gotham. So we kept calling him Batman, you know, Gotham City. We're like,
built him the Batcave.
Yeah, we built the Batcave literally for this guy. Nice. And he was so overcome with emotion. And he's like, I'm not used to receiving, it's not comfortable for me. Giving is what makes him feel normal and him feel good. And that's just one of the stories that you're going to see on this season.
Tell you what,
that's exciting.
That's one of the most human rules that gets ignored is that the more I think about other people and the less I think about myself, the happier I am, right? And it's guys like that that get it. He's probably the happiest guy in the community too. Like up at 2 a.m. to go help somebody with a tire and comes home with a full heart. That's... we miss that point so much in society as a whole because we're so self-indulged. But yeah, getting those people recognized and being able to give back to them that's so awesome, man. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And you know, it's wonderful to see. And then the reward of, you know, there's so many, as you know, so many home makeover shows out there. There's 2 networks devoted to it 24/7, a bunch of other, you know, streaming things. You know, our old show that, you know, is still going. And we just wanted to set ourselves apart, whereas the makeover is the reward. People love those beautiful before and afters. They love to see somebody's life changed in a positive way. But the main focus of the show is the good in Home for Good. It's the good person. It's a home for good good people, a good person, a good organization. And we wanted to focus on telling those stories. I mean, one example, again, can you imagine being a police officer, having to serve your community, get up every day, and you've dealt with the loss of your one-year-old son, who unexpectedly was left in a hot car in Florida by a caregiver.
Eric and John are just getting started with Art Edmonds from Home for Good, airing now on ABC Television. If you want to be part of the behind-the-scenes discussion, make sure you join the Around the House Nation Facebook closed group. Around the House will be right back.
Quick question. How long does it take you to put together a contractor estimate? If it's more than 5 minutes, you're probably losing jobs to whoever gets there first. We built InstaBid after losing a $13,000 job because my quote was too slow. Now I generate a professional PDF estimate, real Home Depot pricing, real labor costs for your zip code in under 5 minutes. Painters, roofers, all the trades. Try it free at instabid.pro. Use code ATH50 for 50% off your first month. That's instabid.pro, code ATH50.
Beauty meets intelligence with Baldwin, engineered by a level lock, where luxury hardware meets smart technology. All the timeless elegance of a traditional deadbolt. Now, with the smart system hidden inside the door. No bulky hardware, no visible batteries, just beautifully crafted solid brass. Unlock with your phone, keypad, or even a classic key. Let guests in remotely, seamlessly, every time. Advanced Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and Matter compatible. Powerful performance without changing how your door looks. Security, convenience, and stunning design working together perfectly. Baldwin by Level Lock. Luxury unclocked. Check it out for yourself at baldwinhardware.com/level or your favorite hardware showroom.
What's up? This is Sticks at Inya.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. To find out more information about the show, you can find us at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Now let's get back to our discussion with Art Edmonds from ABC Television's new show, Home for Good.
Can you imagine being a police officer, having to serve your community, get up every day, and you've dealt with the loss of your one-year-old son, who unexpectedly was left in a hot car in Florida by a caregiver and had to recover from that, turned that pain into purpose, created a nonprofit to go around and help educate parents and schools and kids on young people's safety, have a nonprofit that started, and then wear the uniform of the Orlando Police Department every day and not just enforce the law, but try to be a force for good. And this woman, Makia Wallace, one of our most touching episodes that you'll see, that'll be coming up in a few weeks, she works overnight. 24-hour shifts or 12-hour shifts, she's overnight, comes home, has to sleep in the day. So we looked at that and we said, well, where are you sleeping? You know, what's your bedroom and ensuite look like? And it was absolutely not acceptable. So we made it into a sanctuary for her with blackout curtains and comfortable bed, new furniture, flooring, paint. Because obviously, as you guys know, the decor really sets your mindset. When your mind is scattered and your place is scattered, if you organize that, you feel a sense of purpose and control in your, the little things in your life. We did her bathroom for her. So she now has, you know, as a female police officer, she forgets about she needs to take care of herself as a woman. So it's like she wants to feel good about herself. So we gave her a spa-like sanctuary. So you see that process unfold from the befores to the afters. But along the way, we're really hearing what it means to be this person and what it's like every day to leave your personal trials behind and put on a uniform and serve the public.
What a great story. What a great story. And Art, it's got to be interesting because people don't, they'll watch the show, they see the story, but there is such a behind the scenes effort from you and your team. You know, I did 2 years of television. I know what it's like to roll up onto a house that you're going to be working on and go, all right, we have a schedule. We have to work with the homeowner. We've got to figure out what their needs are, pull it off, stay on schedule, and then get to the another one. And I'm sure you as host and executive producer, you saw a lot of that with your previous show. But there is a symphony that goes on here of trying to make everybody happy, work around the homeowner's schedule, weather. It's a tough go on the backside of this where nobody sees it.
That Eric, is 100% true. So instead of doing an entire home makeover, we pick a space. We say, you know, improving lives, you know, one space, one room at a time. It could be an outdoor space. We have several of those. But it's, we pick an area, a kitchen, a dining area is very, you know, heart of the home kind of thing. In Nakia's case, the bedroom, the bathroom. So we focus on one area. We do it literally in 7 days. So there's a construction team led by an amazing female construction lady named Erin that she will get in there and order all of these tough guys around. She is our contractor on scene, our project manager, and then an amazing, talented young designer, Madison Leah, who comes in and decorates the space to perfection to make sure it's everything that this individual wants and more. So we get all of that done. There's a lot of coordination. And then while that's happening, we have the entire television production angle of it, meeting the individual. Well, that was a loud truck. Meeting the individual.
That's a Colombian bus, my friend. There's a lot of them.
There you go. Meeting the individual and then telling their story, going on a family adventure with them. Because not only do we want to see them in their professional life, we want to see them in their personal life, spending time with their family. And I'll tell you this too. We partnered with this amazing nonprofit that honors first responders. They're called Hook a Hero. And Hook, like fish hook. So they send them on fishing trips or camping trips or wildlife adventures or just time in a cabin away with their family and other first responders to share their experiences. Because there's a lot of trauma that these folks see, whether you're a firefighter, paramedic, police officer, nurse, you know, all of these folks. So what they do is honor these first responders by sending them away. So after the reveal, we have that wait, there's one more thing moment. And Hook a Hero surprises them with one of these adventures. So it's cool. Multi-layered, multi-leveled. And don't even get me started on the animal rescue that we ended up doing in Atlanta. It was pretty wild too. I'll have to tell you about that one.
That is cool. Yeah, it's, you know, it's so amazing the toughness of our first responders out there. Very similar to our military folks out there doing the same thing, that they have their own traumas from dealing with things in their life or the trauma they deal with every day in their job. And then they have to go out, put that in a little box somewhere in their brain and deal with the next one the next day. And it is so horrific and inspiring at the same point that these people have the strength to go out and do it every single day while still struggling with their own. And that's one of the things I love about this show is that you get to elevate them. They get the treatment they deserve. And you'd have to have about 1,000 crews out there to hit everybody with this. But it's great to be able to tell a story and help some people out. And animal rescue, you got me sucked in now.
Well, yeah. You know, one of the oldest in the Atlanta area, we feature them in one of our episodes. It's called Paws Atlanta, P-A-W-S Atlanta. And they needed, it's a sprawling sort of rural area, wooded, very pretty, but the buildings are from the 1960s. They have some temporary small, you know, module units on the property, but they have indoor and outdoor kennels. So one of their areas where the animals first come in, it's called the intake area, really needed help. So we improved that entire space. They wanted some additional fencing for the safety of the animals. And then we took it one step further and we created a covered area. They had a deck that was sort of newer, but it needed some love. And we created a little seating area with a couch and a nice area for the volunteers and for the people who are working to save these animals. So yeah, we're highlighting the work that they do. Hopefully it inspires people to give back to them or another animal rescue in their neighborhood, volunteer their time and resources. So we're drawing awareness. And you mentioned something really profound, Eric, that these folks put their personal lives in a little box. And that is so true. Our very first episode that just premiered this past weekend, the weekend of April 4th and 5th, Julie Haas in Apollo Beach, Florida. She's a quality assurance compliance officer with the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue. So she makes sure everybody's up to date on training, equipment, reviewing policies and procedures, making sure everybody's staying safe and doing all those things. So she's protecting those firefighters in her job. Her daughter, little Shelby, was born with Down syndrome. So that's a struggle. Then had open heart surgeries and then had leukemia. She's now on the mend from all of that and in remission.
Let's take a quick break and let's play ourselves out with a little Periscope from John and Eric's band, Dudley. Around the House, we'll be right back. Hey, America, get ready to rock the locks. This September 25th through the 27th, the biggest rock festival in the Pacific Northwest explodes at Big River Golf Course in Umatilla, Oregon. 3 full days of nonstop live rock with over 25 bands on 2 stages, including headliners Godsmack, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Simple Plan. Plus Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, Tesla, Seven Dust, Candlebox, Dorothy, Jackal, Cowboy Mouth, and many more. Camping, food trucks, beer gardens, riverfront vibes. It's all ages fun for the whole family. And here's something special. You can hang out with Eric G. from Around the House all weekend long. Tickets and camping passes are on sale right now at rockthelocks.org. That's rockthelocks.org. Don't miss it. Pack your bags, grab your friends, and come from anywhere across the country to Rock the Locks. Tickets are selling fast. Eric G. will see you there.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast, tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. In this special episode, we are exploring the new show Home for Good on ABC with the host and executive producer Art Edmonds. Art has been sharing the heartfelt stories of people that give so much to every one of us, all while needing a hand themselves. Let's get back to this conversation.
Her daughter, little Shelby, was born with Down syndrome. So that's a struggle. Then had open heart surgeries and then had leukemia. Ooh. She's now on the mend from all of that and in remission. She's a completely outgoing, active child. But imagine all of the stuff that Julie has to go through at home and then go to work and make sure that all of her people are trained and taken care of there. So it's an incredible amount of pressure and responsibility on her to juggle those two worlds. So we did the first one out of the gate. We took on a beautiful kitchen makeover, dining room, living room combination, open concepts, you know, with all new cabinetry, light and bright. She lives on a little pond, so she wanted sort of a lake house vibe. So our construction and design team provided that for her. So that was a great way to kick off season one of Home for Good with a story like that, as well as episode 2 coming up on the weekend of the 11th and 12th on ABC Weekend Adventure. A firefighter who was out of town with his family on a camping trip. Their house had a wiring issue. The whole house burned to the ground. So imagine now, you're a firefighter. You're used to saving people from that. He lost everything. They lost everything except for what didn't burn inside a safe. And they moved to another house. It wasn't exactly what they wanted. We did another kitchen, living room, dining, office combination thing, like their general area in their space. And they have a sort of a farm vibe with some real life farm animals, pigs and goats and chickens and things like that. So yeah, we gave him that modern farmhouse vibe. But yeah, he still had to get up every day and run into burning buildings, despite knowing that his house burned to the ground and they were like living on donated clothes for a year. It's crazy.
So Art, out of all of these episodes you've done this year, is there one that was like the tearjerker one for you that emotionally hit home? For you've got all these different stories, but what was the one that was probably the hardest to get through?
Well, that's a great question. They all hit home on a different level. But I think if you asked me or my partner, Rick Fielding, or anybody else on the crew or anybody else from HMPG that saw this in real life, Makia Wallace, the police officer that lost her son, was, she's such an enigmatic, charismatic personality, full of grace and gratitude and humble and optimism, that when she saw what we gave her, and you'll see this in the episode, she just had the most genuine breakdown of gratitude and tears. I was crying in my entire career, 25 plus years, I've never cried on camera. That just happened in a natural moment. And I said, if it was ever going to happen, I'm glad it happened then, because that one has really stuck with me. You know, and we have had others on this season. They're all tear jerkers in a certain way. When you hear family members talk about this recipient of how good a person they are and what they go through, and you hear how upset they get, you can't help but be affected by it. It's one of those things. And as we like to say on Home for Good and most HMPG shows in general, is tears, hugs, and high fives. So you get the tears, you hug it out, and then you rally and you're high-fiving at the end. There's that uplifting of joy at the end, and that's what we're trying to deliver.
I'm an easy cry. I'd probably cry on all of them. I've literally cried with homeowners that, and we've talked about this a number of times, Eric and I, but like my biggest reward as being a contractor was always like the old gal dancing in the kitchen with tears go, oh, that's beautiful. Like that was worth way more than any check you were going to sign for me. For me, like that's just, to be able to give, and that's just regular people, they count too. But
yeah,
it's, that fills your heart, man. And yeah, it's pretty easy. I cry at anything though.
And Art,
well, you'll definitely cry at this show, John.
Sure. I know, I can tell. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know, Art, you've got the best job out there, and for all you out there that don't know, the hard work of TV, because there are days that are fun. There are days that are hard. There are days that are fulfilling. And it seems like you have found, with this new show, Home for Good, you found a way to do all of it all at the same time, because you just kind of hit on all the great parts and the hard work of the show, which is pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, Eric, I mean, absolutely right. So it's a passion and it's a drive that we have at our company at Epic Entertainment to create these kind of shows with this kind of emotional and educational impact, because I think that there's value in teaching people things, especially when it comes to their safety at home, but telling these emotional stories. And when you want to talk about a timeline of how we put this all together, you know, HMPG rolls out new shows once a quarter. So we were talking, you know, through the fall last year, Kidda signed on late in the fall. We managed to get into casting and pre-production, you know, late November, work through the holidays. We literally, to make this April, first weekend of April airing deadline, otherwise we would have had to wait till July. To make that, we started shooting in January. We shot our first four episodes over 5 weeks in Florida between Tampa and Orlando. We took 2 weeks off, and then we went up to Atlanta and did the final four in, we just wrapped right before the premiere weekend. We wrapped on April 3rd. So we've overlapped makeovers. We've had multiple construction crews working at the same time. We've done flip-flopping of production. One day we're talking to episode 6, and the next day we're shooting episode 7. and traveling, driving all, if you've been around Atlanta, to get around Atlanta, it's like takes hours in traffic sometimes. So we took on this with, I think I've had maybe 3 days off in the last 5 weeks. So we've done 8 makeovers in about 9 or 10 weeks. Ooh, so that's construction, production, and then handing it off to post-production to get these first 4 out the door to make our airing deadline. So it's been really intense, really rewarding, and I'm literally just catching up on my sleep, which is nice. But I get the best part of it right now, which is to be able to now get out and talk about the show, promote the show. And it's outlets like you guys around the house that to make that possible. We're grateful for that, to be able to highlight the work that we're going to do, because your audience, this is tailor-made for what, you know, they're into.
Yeah,
absolutely. And hats off to your production team, because editors have to take your 30 hours of content and put it into probably, 22 minutes and put that all together, which is a big pull.
A little over, with all the bumpers and graphics and theme open and all of that, it's about 20 some odd minutes with commercials. It comes to 30. So yeah, it's a lot to sift through, but we had a vision of how we wanted to do this, and collaborating with HMPG has been amazing. And Kidda, you know, trying to make it not like you're at a lecture, but have it be integrated into the makeover. You know, your audience obviously is into DIY and makeover and construction. And the best part, obviously, is seeing that before and seeing that after. And then, you know, throughout the process, how we're going to get there. And again, what we always say, there's so many other shows that focus on how to do things, and maybe it's the personality of the designers or the flippers or all that stuff. This is not that show. You can get that in every other show. What you get in our show is that beautiful before, that beautiful after, but the reason behind it is the emotion of these folks that were telling their story.
Yeah, Art, that is amazing. And I just hats off to you guys for creating such a great outlet, and hats off to Kidda for sitting here and going, hey, we believe in this, and helping to carry the load for that, because it's sponsors like that that help educate people, which is the biggest part of this, is the health, safety, and welfare for people, because it gives people an educational moment while telling a beautiful story of what you guys have been doing. And I think that's just a win-win for everybody.
Well, yeah, and it's not a infotainment. It's not branded. It's not ramming a commercial down your throat. This is legitimate. They care about, and they do all these events, Cause for Alarm, and they work with the Red Cross. So, and they donate. You'll see this during the series. Kidda has stepped up to help organizations throughout our series. And
if you want to be part of the behind the scenes discussion, make sure you join the Around the House Nation Facebook closed group. Around the House will be right back.
Beauty meets intelligence with Baldwin, engineered by Level Lock, where luxury hardware meets smart technology. All the timeless elegance of a traditional deadbolt, now with the smart system hidden inside the door. No bulky hardware, no visible batteries, just beautifully crafted solid brass. Unlock with your phone, keypad, or even a classic key. Let guests in remotely, seamlessly, every time. Advanced Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and Matter compatible. Powerful performance without changing how your door looks. Security, convenience, and stunning design working together perfectly. Baldwin by Level Lock. Luxury unclocked. Check it out for yourself at baldwinhardware.com/level or your favorite hardware showroom.
Quick question. How long does it take you to put together a contractor estimate? If it's more than 5 minutes, you're probably losing jobs to whoever gets there first. We built InstaBid after losing a $13,000 job because my quote was too slow. Now I generate a professional PDF estimate, real Home Depot pricing, real labor costs for your zip code in under 5 minutes. Painters, roofers, all the trades. Try it free at instabid.pro. Use code ATH50 for 50% off your first month. That's instabid.pro, code ATH50. All right.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show. In this special episode, we are exploring the new show Home for Good on ABC with the host and executive producer Art Edmonds. Art has been sharing the heartfelt stories of people that give so much to every one of us, all while needing a hand themselves. Let's get back to this conversation.
Well, yeah, and it's not a infotainment. It's not branded. It's not ramming a commercial down your throat. This is legitimate. They care about, and they do all these events, Cause for Alarm, and they work with the Red Cross. So, and they donate. You'll see this during the series. HIDA has stepped up to help organizations throughout our series and give to firehouses so they can go out in the community and give to the elderly and all of these other things, people that maybe are unprotected. Now they can be better protected by the KIDA folks and the education and their products that are all, you know, listed and rated for protecting your home in a better way. So yeah, they stepped up to say, how do we make this part of the story so it doesn't feel like, oh, now listen, you're gonna be entertained in a minute, but we're gonna teach you a lesson. It doesn't feel like that when you watch the show.
You know, Art, that is awesome. Is there something we haven't covered here today? Because I tell you what, you've got me sucked in. I can't wait to check out Home for Good on, you know, everybody check your local listings out there on weekend mornings, because this is something that should be inspiring and educational. And hate to say it, there's not a lot of that that's on television these days.
I was just going to say, I think it's a point that's really underplayed that the world really could use right now. Not that we haven't needed it in the past or always, but the percentage of bad garbage that's out there, we're at 98 to 2% good news like this, and making a point that just go out and be a good human, you know, care about other people. And it's a message that doesn't get played enough. And it's so important, you know, especially in times like these are pretty rough right now. You know, a lot of people are struggling. Things are getting wacky in the world. And we need to feel good about some things. You know, we need to know there's good people out there. Not everybody's out to get us. And I just think it's so important. We just need more of it. So thanks for being a piece of that, Art. I think it's fantastic.
Well, John, thank you for saying that. And that you hit the nail on the head, because sort of not even, we didn't even set out to do what's happening, which is, you know, maybe showing people that are in uniform as human, right? You know, people see the police officer and just worry about getting pulled over or getting a ticket or think that someone's out to get them, like you said. But yeah, if you see someone as a human being that, hey, you know what, maybe I should take a deep breath and realize that they're probably going through something too when they're interacting with me. The same way with, you know, people who are running into burning buildings, or, you know, paramedics that are saving you, or, you know, people who are giving of themselves to help other people but are still struggling in their own personal life. If you just take a minute to put yourself in other people's shoes, and this is sort of an unintended good consequence of our show, that maybe it shows people and their humanity, and that we are not nearly as divided as others want us to believe, and that we have a lot more in common with each other that can be useful when you're dealing with other people. And listening sometimes is more important than just telling your own view. Obviously, with the internet, everybody has a platform, right? Yeah. But it's like, yeah. I always say, somebody asked me, what does it take to be a good TV host? And I said, well, use your two ears more than your one mouth. And
amen.
If you listen to other people, just like you do, you're able to gain some perspective maybe that you didn't have before. So with Home for Good, it's showing the good work of other people, improving their home. And, you know, what's one of those things when a loved one, you know, maybe you're on the phone and it's like they've been traveling or they've been out on the road or whatever. And it's like, where are you home? Oh, are you home for good? Yes, I'm home. I'm safe. I'm protected. I'm comfortable. And that I thought that was a perfect choice of name for this show, because it encompasses everything that we're out to do.
And guys out there, how you can support this show is tune in, watch for it on social media, follow it, do all those things, because that's how we keep shows like this on the air out there. So support it as best you can out there, because I think this is just such a great concept for TV that we need to keep on the air and keep it growing, so you guys can be doing even more of this for next season.
And again, just that message, right? You nailed it with divisive, you know, and our world appears to be so divided, And there's so many angles pushing that point, right? Trying to accelerate that division, fighting and bringing it back to human and going, that police, and I've had friends in all those fields, the paramedics and firemen and police officers and barbecues and children, and they're real people, guys. We're all back to our brother's keeper, and getting that message out there as much as we can on any platform we can is so imperative at this point. I just, again, thanks, and let's get rid of some of that divisiveness. We're not here to fight with each other. We're here to take care of each other.
I agree. And reward people who are doing good for others. And again, you know, we found, I'll wrap it up real quick here, but we found in this first season very quickly all of our recipients. And now that the show's on the air, we're hoping to have more people come forward to us to tell more stories if and when a season two. But all of these folks were recommended by other people who do good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whether it's a fire captain who recommended somebody, one of our recipients that we did as a police officer and a Marine Corps veteran, he said, I want you to look at, he referred us to Makia Wallace, Greg Smith did. And we did, and we ended up doing both of them in the show. But he said, listen, if you only have one slot, give it to her because she deserves it more than me. And that says something about this guy. So we're like, you know what? We're doing both of you and you're each getting your own episode because attitude. So yeah, Weekend Adventure on ABC. Check your local listings. It's in different times, different days, either Saturday or Sunday, whatever city you're in. Home for Good TV on Instagram. And just plain old Art Edmonds at Art Edmonds on Instagram as well. And I'm always resharing all the posts as well. And thanks again to Around the House for allowing me the platform to talk about this exciting new series that we're super proud of.
Art, I tell you what, thank you so much for all you do. You've created a career out of telling people stories that are so deserving of that in giving back. And as I just got to say, thank you for all you're doing. It makes a difference out in the world and it's so needed. So thank you for what you're doing by bringing this show home for good. You guys got to check it out. Thanks again, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah. And thanks for bringing that message here. I mean, that again, the more we can distribute messages like this, man, we all need it.
I'll be back to talk to you on season two, my friends.
I look forward to it, brother. Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Absolutely.
Man, John, if we could just have a lot more of that in our life, right? Positive television, no gotchas, just helping people out. That's golden.
It's so important, man. I'll tell you what I understand about whether it's the state of the nation or politics or corruption or any of that stuff. Here's what I know. I have a 5-foot circle around me that I can affect, right? I can be nice to, I can open the door for the lady at the grocery store. I can pick up an apple when she drops it. Or I can help a dude change a tire. Like, that stuff is so important, man. And I think it gets so lost. We all get so busy. And I get it. I get busy. I don't want to be bothered. I yell at my dogs. But
exactly.
But to bring to front of mind people that are out there just really doing it, really living it with that kind of attitude, no matter what's going on in their life.
Yeah.
Those are heroes, man. Those are real heroes. And I just commend the efforts on their part to put together a show that really showcases that. I think it's awesome. Super cool.
In our society, so many people look up at the what I call the superheroes. It's the TikTok stars. It's the celebrities, all that stuff. As misguided as that is, these are the real superheroes. And they went out, found them, and said, oh my gosh, these superheroes have their own need because they're giving 100% to everybody else and not themselves.
Man. Yeah.
And that's really where you see that is those people out there. They're the ones that save someone's life and walk away from the news coverage that showed up and goes, no, I don't want to talk about it. I'm just here to help.
It's totally who it is. And you know why? Because that feels good. That feels better than anything, right? I think I mentioned the more I think about others and the less I think about myself, the happier I am. And it seems like such a backwards concept because the absolute opposite has been ingrained in us in society, right? Climb the ladder, blah, 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 and it's completely backwards psychology. It's not what makes you feel good. You get to the top, then you're lonely. You're like, this sucks.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
The people like that are like the guy Art was talking about that was like, no, I don't want, give it to her first. When there was there was two slots and it's like, if we only get one, just give it to her.
Give it to her. It's just so great to see these people that are hiding in the shadows, that are out there being really good humans, And my goal here is for that to inspire that many more people out there that are just quietly helping the old lady down the street mow her lawn because she can't get it done, or she can't hire a groundskeeper to take care of it. All of these things, I think, make it so much better. And I'm excited to see this maybe inspire a whole new generation of it.
I think it's a responsibility when you have a voice, right? Whether it's television, whether it's our radio show, when you have that voice, you use it for good, right?
Or you're just being irresponsible. Yeah, it's super important. Yeah. All right, Johnny, we're out of time. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to this special episode today of Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G. with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.